The fact is, if you look back, each chain of prophets which appeared before us ended once, at last. Before Moses, there was the chain of prophets which was attributed to Hazrat Noah, or let's say Hazrat Ibrahim. That ended when Moses appeared. So the prophet just before Moses was the last of the prophets in time as well, who appeared after Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So somebody has to be last in time, but it's no matter of pride at all. Only non-Ahmadis believe this in this, that it is a matter of pride, so they argue, we don't believe. So we don't say that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam is last, so he is the greatest. This is not at all the argument. It is just completely outside the mark. The fact is that according to us, each chain of prophets had an end link, the last ring to the chain. And he was never the best. This is wrong. Best were before him. I shouldn't stress too much, never. Most often than not, they were not the best. It was just accidental. Maybe some of them were better than previous people who also appeared in the end. But it is not a rule, it is just a chance. The rule is that most often than not, those who appear at the end of a chain of prophets, they are not the best. So what then? And somebody has to be in the end. Let's for a while consider that there will be other prophets who would also be entitled the prophets. Let's conceive such a situation. Till the day of Qiyamah. Now, would there not be someone in the end then? Will the same objection be raised against him? That now you become the last. So previously you said Rasulullah was not the last in time, and now you are claiming yourself, so you are a false man. Can that be said about him? Why not?
I heard a very nice argument about that certain time. According to God, I'm sure you agree with me that the concept of time is unlimited. For instance, the Tufan Enu was considered to be 1 lakh some hundred years that continued.
Huh?
So, Qiyamah itself, sir.
Tufan Enu, first clarify your view of Tufan Enu, please.
That was my view. Huh? Somebody did say that.
Somebody?
Who was a writer? He was saying, he's a historian, sir.
Yes. What did he say?
Islamic historian. So I wanted to confirm that.
No, what did he say?
He said that Tufan Enu had lasted for about 1,000 years. Is it true?
Totally wrong. Entirely false. Because neither the Holy Quran says, nor the Bible, nor the history. The Holy Quran tells us that the whole age of Hazrat Nuh's Ummah was 950 years. And if Tufan Enu lasted 1,000 years, it ended after 50 years after the death of Hazrat Nuh. How absurd. That is not the point. What I am trying to say is completely different from what you are saying now. The fact is that to be the last in time is no position of honor or superiority over those who passed before such a person. It is just accidental. It has nothing to do with honor. While the fact is that the last people on earth on whom the final destruction would fall, would according to Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wa sallam be the worst people on earth. Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wa tells us that Sa'ah would come, the Qiyamah would come on Ashrar in Nas, those who are the worst people that mankind has ever produced. So they were the last in time. Why shouldn't they be best as well? So to be last is not a not a point of pride at all. Pride and last finality in time, they don't go together at all. This is what we reject in total. So if anybody, any prophet happens to be in the end, what then? For him to be in the end is no point of pride at all. So we do not insist that there shouldn't be any prophet, or it is forbidden by the Holy Quran. This is totally false if somebody MD takes this position. The Holy Quran opens a possibility, and that possibility is not closed by anyone. It remains open. That possibility covers also those who are being given the status of prophethood, like the prophets of the past. And such people would continue to come, as I am telling you now. In Ahmadiyyat, they would appear. And Allah knows who, maybe there are some today, we don't know. So their status in the eyes of Allah would be like that of a prophet of the past. So this promise is covered. مَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَا الَّذِينَ أَنَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Nobody can stop that promise. But the argument against their coming a prophet, the possibility I'm just saying, who would also be entitled a prophet, that argument is twofold, in fact. Number one, Hazrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who himself was making a prophecy that there would be so many in my ummah who would be like the prophets of old, does not call them a prophet, the prophet. Why? This was what I explained to him, that because the status of prophethood, the definition of prophethood has been transformed by the coming of Hazrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So only such a man could rightly be given the title of a prophet who behaves like Hazur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and who is entrusted with the same work, worldwide mission, as Hazur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was entrusted with. Because he has to carry his mission, he is not to bring a new mission. So obviously, that mission has to be worldwide because that was the mission of Hazur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that mission also should be timeless, because Huzur's coming was timeless. So such a man would be entitled a prophet as well as would be counted among those whose status is that of a prophet. Of such a person we find only one mention. This is what we say only. We can't say that such people cannot come in larger number. That is not our position. Our position is that as far as our knowledge goes, in the study of traditions, we don't find, or in the tradition, in the study of the Holy Quran, we don't find any other person mentioned under this category. So if Allah sent someone in future, maybe after 1,000 years or so, it is his job to prove, to fight his battle. Why should we fight his battle as well as our own? It's enough for us to fight our own battle. Leave it at that. If a prophet comes, he will look after himself.